Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Wednesday, October 19th at 10 o'clock, we will be at the High Plains Technology Center in Woodward, where 53 tracts in Woodward, Major, Harper, Woods, and Ellis counties will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov.
Well, look for live and feeder futures open moderately higher here this morning, supported by follow-through buying and early week short covering. The hog contracts also seem set to begin with firm price action. That thanks to light bull spreading and the premium status of the cash index. Now, most would agree that the best way to stabilize the cash cattle market is to first stabilize live and feeder futures. Unfortunately, it's easier to identify a problem than solve it. The first step in evaluating fundamental prospects is, of course, the distribution of the new show list. Guess is that the mid-month offering will be about steady with last week. Asking prices will remain guarded until feedlot managers get a decent handle on the board's next move. Cattle futures should open moderately higher today, supported by residual buying and short covering. Now, the hog trade is expected to open with bids steady to a dollar lower today. Chain speed is expected to get back to normal this week as all Smithfield plants in North Carolina back in action. Our initial guess is that the weekly kill will equal or exceed about 2.4 million head. Now, on the futures, the soybeans closed higher for the first day and week, helped by better than expected weekly export sales on Friday and by strong gains in soybean oil, which rose along with other global vegetable oil markets. The winter wheat markets closed higher and spring wheat finished nearly mixed, with Chicago's soft red winter wheat at a two-month high. The spate of export business this week appeared to again be the catalyst for the gains, along with the possible short covering. Gains were trimmed late in corn futures on Friday, but the market still finished higher for the week for the third straight week and amid support from higher soybean and wheat markets. And on the soybeans, they closed higher on Friday and for the second straight week as well, helped by the gained soybean oil and a few daily soybean export sales earlier in the week. Better than expected weekly export business and the Chinese buyers agreeing to buy a little bit more. Complete check on all your futures prices coming up in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, at the close of business on Friday, the December live cattle was up 127, 97.45. February up 142 at 99.37. And November feeder cattle up 82 at 115.65. And the January was up 45 cents at 112 even. December hogs down 195, 42.22. February was down 92 cents at 50.27. On the futures, the grains, hard red winter wheat, Kansas City, December up 3 3/4 at 4.17 3/4. March up 3 3/4 at 4.34 3/4. Chicago wheat, December up a nickel, 421. March up 4.5 cents, 439 1/4. December corn up 4 3/4 at 354 1/4. March up 4 1/4 at 363 3/4. November soybeans up 6 1/4 cents, 962 1/2. January up 5 1/2 at 970 1/4. December cotton down 57 at 70 even. March down 56, 70.33. November crude oil was up 10, 50.45. December up 9, 50.84. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.